high school when I was 5 years old in 1895. And President Harrison was the president at that time. And I went to the old Lambertville school that the tornado tore down. And I can remember the first day I went to school. And my memory goes so far, so long, I can, you know, I can just tell anything. But anyway, I can remember then when President McKinley was president. And then I can remember when he was shot and killed. And in 1900, and I can remember when it changed from 1800 to 1900. Obviously, I would have been 10 years old. And we used to, you know, well, of course, school was different then. We wrote someone. We had to put our names and dates and like that on every, even on our slate that we wrote on, the biggest share of the time, a lot of the time, we did. And and I don't know. We would make a mistake and we'd put it 18. We would put 1899 instead of 1900. That 1900 came the same as it will to the young people now. I tell my great-grandchildren. See, my oldest great-grandchildren child, he'll be 20 years old, 16th of March. And I can tell them all 53 of their birthdays are. So I don't know why I remember so much, but I do. And when I graduated here, because we only went up to the ninth grade, really the eighth grade. And at that time, we had to go to Monroe or to some other. Well, at that time, when I graduated, we had to go to Whiteford Center and take the examination, the eighth grade examination. We had everything all in one day. And then those papers were sent to Monroe, and the superintendent of school of Monroe County, he corrected those papers. So there was no teachers or anybody that could, cheat or anything like that. It was all on the up and up. And, then I went the next year here and just, I took advanced algebra and just to put in my time because I wasn't very old. But, I can remember the, because we had at that time we had the two rooms. We had an upstairs and a downstairs. The downstairs was the first four grades, first, second, third, and fourth. The upstairs was fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Well, then they got so many scholars downstairs that they couldn't handle them at all. So the fourth grade, third and fourth grade, we went upstairs, and that teacher didn't have so many. So she taught us geography. And taught us geography, and arithmetic, geography and arithmetic that she taught us. And otherwise, we got the other studies all downstairs from the other teacher. And my first school teacher, her name was Edna Harris, and she lived over here where the. Where that, they have the sale at Hulu's, you know, they have the sale every Friday. I don't know who owned that, I never was there. But anyway, that was where this lady worked. And then when I was 18, I had to go to Monroe and I took what they called it, the teacher's examination. And, I got the certificate to teach. And then I taught 1 year, then I taught 3 years over at the Boyd School, and then 1 year at the Boston School. And then the next year, the teacher that was over at the Lola School, she fell and broke her leg. So for 3 months, there used to be the train, you'd go on the train from Samaria and it went through Lula. So I could get on that train, and I could ride up to Lula. I think it cost something like 25 or 30 cents. It was really expensive for the train ride. And, I there for 3 months. Well, then the next year, then I was married.
What year was it?
What was it?
What year were you married in?
1914. I was married in 1914. And, all the place I ever went to school was here in Bedford, and where I have lived. When I was real little, my parents, they went to Toledo. They moved to Toledo for a year, and my sister was born there in that year. But then we came right back here, and so it was that 1 year that I really wasn't in Lambertville, but it was part of the year, but not the whole year. And, and I've always loved children, many, many children. I never can get enough of them. no one would be any happier to have a large family of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, than what I am. And I know all these children are all the whole neighborhood here. They're all mine. your father, he was here the other day, and of course we got to talking, and some of these children around here he has for scholars. And I have a lot of children here all the time. And here just one day during vacation, I had two little girls here. We played cards, homemade, about four or five games. And we had some candy to eat, so I gave them candy. I love kids. I just can't, I never get enough of kids. I said the only thing I think I ever begrudged anybody was when I wasn't having babies of my own. Of course, I had the five. And with anybody that had a new baby, I always wished, oh, it was mine. But it wasn't. And, but I have always liked them. Well, then when Laura, the youngest one, a year or so, all the other ones were married before we were married. And she was at the school she graduated in 49. And we had always boarded children. I had children. We had one of the teachers down here. Some of the older ones would know who she was, and this is Ireland. And they only had the one little boy, and he was only a year and a half old. And she taught school. And do you like cats? Does she bother you?
No.
She doesn't play. She don't go on. But anyway, so I kept a little Tommy, a little red-headed kid. And, I had him 2 years while she taught. Well, then from then on, then somebody come along and they didn't know they had a little girl. They didn't know what to do with her. Her birthday wasn't until the 21st of December that she would be five. And her mother worked. She and her husband were separated. But anyway, the mother worked. So I kept her while her mother worked. And sometimes she stayed overnight, and sometimes she didn't. And then she had a brother. And whenever, of course, we first had school here in Bedford, our new school there, because the electric line wasn't as good as what they are now. And it'd be a day we didn't have school, and no electricity, so then I always had to put two children there for the day. Well, then her mother had a new baby, and she brought it to me when it was 10 days old, and I kept that baby, took care of that baby. Well, then there were some people story, one of these, what you read in the True Story magazine. They came to my house and they had a baby. It was less than 2 months old, a little baby girl. And all I knew was her name was Linda. That's all. We never knew what her last name was. But we just loved it. That's the, when you have your home licensed, you know. And then you lose those children and those babies. But the only thing that I didn't like, you have to give them up. You get attached to them. You love them, you know, just like your own. And do for them like you would for your own. Well, finally, things got through it. They arranged that these people, they lived in Detroit. And they were very well-to-do. And finally they came and they got that baby. And my husband and I went up to see it at Christmas time. I took it up something for Christmas. And, well, when they took her, my husband wasn't satisfied. He didn't know what she was getting into, although they had been wonderful, you know, people. And, but anyway, we had to give her up. So we went to this home, and we found out that they had a home so much more wonderful than what ours was. I mean, dollar-wise. And that's where she was. And I still hear from them. I got her Christmas card from them, and that was back in 49. But you know, I give a friend, I have such a hard time giving them up. I can't give them up. I write to them and I talk to them. I just, it's hard for me to give up friends. And I have them in California, Florida, Wisconsin. I just can't give people up. I love people. And I love children. Well, then we had a rat come to our door one day. My husband was still living then. They had three little girls, 4, 6, and 10 years old. And they didn't know what the mother and father had separated and what they were going to do. They had no place to take those children. So of course, when we got this baby, this baby Linda, she was born in California, and they went to the welfare department to find out, to ask somebody where, you know, a place where they could put that baby. And Mr. Randolph, you know who he was, he lived here in Lambertville, and he was on held an office there. So he suggested that they send put that baby to our house. So that's how they got our name. And, then we got these three little girls, and of course they sent them there to our house, 4, 6, and 10. And a 10-year-old girl, she was 10 years old, and in that one year, just that year that we had her, she had been in 5 different schools. People wouldn't be satisfied or something, and they wouldn't have her anymore in the welfare and have to find another place for her, and we were the 5th one. But she never left. And then she went to school here. And then the little 6-year-old girl, she was in first grade, but she was only in the kindergarten. I don't mean first grade, I mean kindergarten. Because she had been moved around so much. And she went to school afternoons. And so I sent her to school, and I always had the little 4-year-old, and got so much pleasure out of her. And then finally they couldn't pay anymore, and we only asked $5 a week, which I don't think was very much for food and everything, washing and everything. But you know, it isn't, that's nothing. You don't. Money isn't everything. Kindness is a whole lot better than what that is. Lots better. That's what I think. And anyway, we kept them. We had them 6 weeks that they could not pay 1 cent. She could not pay 1 cent. We said, well, so what? They've been to 5 schools all this year already. But, yeah, we got enough to eat, I guess. So we kept them all that time for nothing. Just love. And we did love them. Well, then the grandparents came and got them. Their grandparents, they lived in Monroe. Well, then, here was it. Went along, I just nicely got back around, and here comes another man, and he had 2 little girls. And But they were harder to, I felt so sorry for them. It was hard to care for them because they were so frightened. Now I'll tell you where they had been. They had been in the home for children, well, at Adrian, where they had that school for girls, you know, and that's where they had been. Well, they were the only little ones there. The rest of them were all big girls, and they were not good to these little girls. They just weren't good, and the little girls were so afraid. Oh, I had so much trouble to get them, you know, tamed down, like I that would know. They would go to bed at night and they would call down, "Mama, Daddy, are you sure the doors and windows are all locked? Nobody's going to come and get us?" "No, of course not." And sometimes the littlest one would come and crawl in bed with us. She would be so scared. And so she'd come and sleep with us the rest of the night. She was so scared. And if they would see you just with a comb, they both had long hair, and they would just start to just cry. They were so frightened because those girls, I suppose, would just run that comb through and, you know, pull and hurt them. And don't slap, they'd say. And it took quite a little while to get them to know that they had could have confidence in both our husband and the children as well as I did, that we weren't going to hurt them in any way, we wouldn't. But it took us a month before we got that straightened out, that we could win their confidence in us. And finally, the father came and he told them to know that he was so sure that we wouldn't do those things, that we were going to be good children. Anyway, that's the way that we took care of those children. Well, now I have all these neighbor kids. And I love all the children. And of course, I have all these little ones of my own. And my husband passed away in 53, and something I couldn't understand at the time, I would not care for children in my home like that unless my home was licensed. Because if a child got hurt in your home, they couldn't come back on you. They would go to the state. You know, they were up from the state. And so after my husband died, it wasn't very long after he passed away, maybe a week or two, and they came down and said, "You've lost your license after. If a lady is alone, why, they will not license your home." Well, it seemed to me that they had known me and know what he had done for all of these little children, that they could have trusted, but they said that wasn't the law. So I lost the license. And so now I only just have kids, not any that keep me alone, but I would love to. So that's the way I've met my life. You shut it off.
Can you tell me about temperance?
About temperance?
Yeah, the prohibition.
Yeah. When they called it temperance, they named it temperance. And the first land that was sold there, I can't remember. I should know that. I just forgot it. Roughly. What her name was, is it Anne? Oh, I forgot. But anyway, she deeded the first land, the homes in Temperance. But in this deed, they could never be a liquor sold, or a liquor store, or a liquor sold in Temperance. Now, when I sold these places back out here, my deed that I gave, my deed right now, that no liquor could be sold on any of these lots. I wouldn't have it. And I, furthermore, I would not have a kennel with any more than two dogs and a cat. And I had some people that were real mad because I wouldn't let them raise pigs back there. Of course, at that time, there were no houses. But I wouldn't do that to my neighbors. I couldn't do that to my neighbors. But there's no liquor. Of course, the spots are all sold now. Well, there's this one there that Mr. Sedlicki owns, I don't know. There's no place that anybody could, but I'm very narrow-minded when it comes to reason, which is very narrow-minded. I tell them I know from this narrow-minded woman. But I don't know. I guess each to his own. Now, what did you want to know about? I can remember when the temperance school burned, and they had to come to Lambertville. And I can remember when there was a school there at Liberty Corners, and that school, when I was real young, well, I was I would have been about 8 years old. And the school, then I knew some of the people, and I still know them, still remember them. What else?
How about the coming of automobiles? Do you
remember? Yes. The first ones in Lambertville, the first automobiles in Lambertville was Dr. Parmalee. Don't you want to know that?
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Parmalee and Farrell, George Farrell. Now, they had this store here on the front of where the Monroe Road in Summerfield there, that little store there. They lived in the house there. And now, let's see. And Lonzo Johnson. And they lived in that big house across from the church. Now, they were the first three in Lambertville to have automobiles. And, of course, they were deliveries. Fords.
Ouch!
You know what she wants? She wants you to pet her. That's the way she tells her. You know, Giddy. Come on with the other grandma. Come on. I don't think she dated Martha, but she never has.
Can you tell me about the Depression and what it
The Depression? Well, I'll tell you, during the Depression we had five children, and our income was $13.50 a month, and because we had this acreage, and we raised, you know, a lot of our food. Mm-hmm. And we had to raise everything. And we had a dozen chickens. And so, and I know I had thought, used to think, I wonder if the time would ever come that I could have an egg for breakfast every morning. I didn't think it ever would come, because we couldn't afford to buy them. And there goes the children. Came first. And I can remember when the grocery store was here, there on Summerfield Road, and Monroe Road there, that grocery store, and there was a bread wagon, bread, and he came out from Toledo. And I knew his name was a minute ago, not for and bread was the Nicola Wolf. But they didn't sell too much because everybody baked their own bread. And so finally it quit because it didn't pay them to come because everybody baked their own bread. But they made more of that. So then I can remember when the first telephone came, and the first telephone was in that same store. And the company was a Stoddard. It was called Stoddard, S-T-O-D-D-A-R-D, Stoddard Telephone, and from Monroe. And they still live in Monroe. I still live. And that was the first telephone. And I can't remember what it cost, but it seems to me it was something like $2-3 a month. It was real cheap, but I've forgotten for sure. And there was very few people that had them because, they just didn't know what they were. They hadn't had any experience to have any use for them. But of course it does. You know, it really improved almost everybody. I guess nowadays nearly everybody has a telephone.
Do you remember moving pictures, the first moving picture?
Yes, I remember. And the first moving picture that was that was talking, you know, like I have now. The first one that I ever saw, I was in Petersburg to my cousin. And that is the first one that I ever heard that they talked. Because before that, it was just about some words at the bottom.
What was the name of the picture?
I can't remember. I had forgotten that. I can't remember. But it wasn't crying like that, like it is now. Yeah. Kate, she bothers you, don't she?
No.
Kitty. She likes anybody, she likes them all over. Come on, Kitty. Come on, Kitty. And I can remember that. I can remember when they built the stone road through here, the first stone road through Lambertville here. It was in 1910. And it went from Petersburg to Lambertville. That's down some of the road that road we've got now. I can remember that. And of course it was all dirt road before that. But, I got you. And, I can remember, of course, the railroad, when they built the railroad to Lambertville here. That would have been in, maybe 1910.
The tracks aren't there anymore, though.
No, they didn't. And they were, they were taken up over the railroad track, the ties, of course, it hadn't been for a long time that they had used it. But the railroad was, it was the ties and the track was taken up. I think the last train that went on it, or that they took it up was in 17 years ago in the 17 years ago, December 22nd was the last that they went anything on it. And it only, of course, it was some freight. And we always called it the Ragweed, of course. And it was a DT-9. And then, of course, then DT-9 bought it. And it goes, the trains go through Samaria now on that track. We never had any station here or anything, but they always stopped at these corners right here, and then they stopped down to Summerfield. On Summerfield and Seacor. They stopped there. And they stopped at Fortuna, different places. And one time they had a wreck, and it was there at Fortuna, just before you get to where that greenhouse is, before you turn. Don't you want me to put you out? No. Come on, get up. I don't want you to go in the door. You're going to put me out. Come here, Peter. Come on. This better go. And there were two men were killed. It derailed. The engine, it tipped over. It was the engineer. And I can't remember the name. The one man's name was... I can't remember them, I've forgotten who the men were, but they were killed there. And of course that was quite a curiosity to everybody else, because we didn't have radio, we didn't have televisions or anything like that. And a little bit of news like that, well, that really was something.
When did the first post office come to Lambertville?
The first post office, it was, I think the first post office, well, the first one that I remember, it was where this Mrs. Rowland lives now. You know that house where she lives? Do you know where Mrs. Rowland lives?
Yeah.
Well, it's across from the burying ground, the first house, across from the burying ground. You know where you turn to go by, what is that street called? Freeman Street, mm-hmm. That place right there. See, there's the fire hall, and then there's the road, and then the next house. And that was where the first post office was that I could remember. And from there then, and finally it was brought up here, and the people had it in their home. Well, then it was the next place. It was across the street here.
Mm-hmm. How much was postage then?
Well, a card was only 1 penny. And a letter was 2 cents. And it was, there's an awful No, no. It was awful when they raised it to 3 cents. Well, God, that was bad. To 3 cents. And, well, I don't know. I know I don't send near as many as what I used to because, well, I just can't. And it counts up. I use that right now, every month, I use $3 worth of stamps a month. You know, $3 worth of stamps are gone, then I wait till next month. Unless I have some left over or something. And then we got our newspapers. They went by, well, I can remember when we got our newspapers once a week. And then it was either two or three times a week is all. And they went by horse and buggy, wagon, or whatever they had, to West Toledo and got the, and brought the papers up here and distributed them. And, well, then they got them, well, for a long time, as long as I can remember. We got that's the only way we got our newspapers. And then finally they came and they had a boy who didn't give them to them. And our mail all came from West Toledo. We went to that West Toledo here at our post office where it belonged to many years.
What were the sports back then?
Huh?
What kind of sports did you have back then?
Sports? Well, they had the baseball. They always had to have a baseball team. Of course, usually their baskets were made out of a piece of stick of wood. And a lot of times the balls was made out of string. They even had a potato in the middle of it or something like that. And they were homemade. And there used to be, they used to play ball. We had a team well, it's where Del Rey, the little streets are there. And they had a field there that they always played ball. And well, we're just a bunch of men who ever could, you know. And they didn't very many of them have a suit, or they couldn't, at that time they couldn't afford to buy a suit. They just wore their overalls, you know. They didn't have the baseball suits like they have now. That is early, first time that I can remember. And I can remember that. You know about that quite a little bit. And then in school, we never had anything at school until they built this new schoolhouse that we have now where the administration building is. And then they had basketball. They had basketball, and they had a girls' team. And they had no place down there for, you know, for basketball. So the Universalist Church was here at the end of the burying ground there, where that house is. It was a church, the Universalist it was called. And the minister came from Toledo. His name was Mr. Hummerstone. And he had church in the afternoon, Sunday school and church in the afternoon, because the Methodist church had it in the morning. And we used to go to both places. When we were kids, we went to the Methodist church to Sunday school in the morning, and we went to the Universalist church in the afternoon. And I can remember when they had a Christmas tree there, and this was before they had basketball in that, you know, long before that. And because all they had then to light the tree was the old-fashioned candles on the tree. And this man, well, his name is his relative lives up here now. Boyce, his name was. George Boyce was a man's name. And his, well, I don't know, it'd be a niece, nephew, I guess, that lives up there now. Oh, I guess not. And, but anyway, and at that time, they didn't wrap anything. You didn't wrap any gifts or anything like that. You just hung them on the tree, tied on a tree somewhere. And he was reaching over. And at that time, they had the celluloid cuffs and collars that they just put on, you know, button on. And he reached over, and I was just a little kid, and his cuff caught fire. And he was burned. I was a kid, I could remember, I began to cry, I was scared for near to death. And of course the men all rushed up, and they got the fire out. He was burned, and but nothing serious. But everybody, that you took all your gifts there, and for whom, you know? Well, then of course you had us. When we got home, we always hung our stockings up when we were kids. And I can remember when the day that I was 10 years old. It was a warm, beautiful day, real warm. And I was going to have a birthday party. My mother was going to have a birthday party that day. And as we came, all barefooted, the kids was all barefooted. And as we came along, the two barns across from the school, from the church there, they were on fire. And I can't remember offhand right now, I can't remember how they caught fire. I don't remember. I should, but I don't. But anyway, they both burned. And all of us kids, we sat on the church steps there and watched them burn, barefooted we were. And we came up to my house here, and all the games we played at that time was Ring Around the Rosie and Pump Pump Pull Away. And
what is Pump Pump Pull Away?
Well, you choose up sides, and then you try to, one's on each side, you go like this, and you try to touch them. And if you touch them with them, they've got to go over on your side. And if you all are out running all over, you know, but anyone that you touch with your hand, let them, they go on the other side. We played all those kinds of games. Pump, pump, pull away, that was very popular. Anti-eye over, when they went to school, because they had the two toilets outdoors. And I used to choose up sides and throw the ball over that. And and that was any kind of situation, of course, we had. And then when they got to new school, and of course, then they then went from basketball to football, and the teams for the baseball. I was going to have some of these little girls here. And about six of them that are all about the same age. Well, your father's their teacher. Three of them named them Michelle. And the week between Christmas and New Year's, I was going to invite them here, and I thought we'd play some of those old-fashioned games. I was with those old girls and girls. And wouldn't you know, I got the flu. And then, I couldn't have them at all. I was very disappointed. But I thought we'd have a lot of fun. Cat and mouse and all those kind of things that we used to play. We didn't have things, like we do nowadays. We didn't know anything of jumping rope. We all had jumping rope, but they were pieces of clothesline. You know, we had so many to get along with such a few things. I really believe that we were as happier than what they are now. You know, these kids, they have a whole bushel basket full of toys and nobody wants to do.
Yeah.
So what do they do?
Were there any minority groups?
Huh?
Were there any minority groups back then, like colored people that lived in Lambertville?
The first colored person we ever had was this Michelle that graduated last year. What was her last name? Jenkins, yeah. But she's the first one. We don't have any, didn't have any, we didn't have color.
Just white?
Mm-hmm. It was all white. But we had Polish, we had quite a lot of Polish. And, I can remember when they built St. Anthony's Church. They built that in 1909. They built that church. Because I taught there in 1909 and 11. And some of the scholars that I had that went to school with me there in 1909, now I see them as senior citizens. I know, they had, oh, they just, but then when we had our, when we got our electricity, now let me see, I think, it was in 24 or 25 before we had electricity. And they just, it's like everything else that they want to do for improvement. There's always some people that balk it. They don't want it. Well, they know it's going to send them to the poorhouse if they have that extra electric to pay, you know. Well, they haven't gone to the poorhouse yet, and I don't know how we get along without it. And so we were very, that was the first electricity that we ever had. Because when we lived and we built that home right next to the Boston School where that blue boy or whatever it's called, I don't know what it's called there, that, well, either that nursery school or whatever it's called. That little house there, we built that. I wasn't old enough to get Social Security when my husband passed away. And the first Social Security, oh, I'm telling you, that was a big help. I didn't know what I'd done without it. I got $30 a month. Now that was a lot of money.
What year?
That would have been in 55. And that was I had to be 65, and that was the first, and I got $30 a month. And the first school that I taught, I got $30 a month and had to pay my board out of that. Well, then when I taught over to Bullock's, I got a big raise. I had 45 kids in school and I got $40 a month. Done my own janitor work and had all eighth grades. And still, at that time, the kids that they had, they still had to go to Monroe to take their eighth grade examination. And the first year that I taught, we had the eighth grade. And they had their exercises from Bedford Township. It was in the Methodist Church there. And of course, they didn't have room in this school. But that was for the school. Of course, there weren't as many schools as there are now.
Do you have any family traditional songs?
No. My family have all been deer hunters, game, and all, and rabbits and deer. And my husband went deer hunting 32 years, so I almost know a little bit about deer hunting. And so sometimes that was all, most of the meat that we really had, you know, in the winter, we would buy a pig, big hog, you know, and then we would pay for it whenever we could. And my sister and I, my folks sold milk. They had cows. We sold milk around Lambertville. And when Dr. Parmelee first moved here at Lambertville, we sold them milk. And we went down there, where the Fox and Hound is now, that house there. And we took milk down there for 5 cents a quart. That's all you got for milk. And take it in the pail or whatever you had, a pan, whatever, that's what they put it in.
What did you use for refrigeration?
We didn't have any. We didn't have any refrigeration, whatever. We got our first refrigerator in... let's see, in November of 23, was the first refrigerator that we ever had. And it was only had two or three other ones. Lambertville had one, but we got ours. And when we got our television, it was, there were very few. Then when we got our first radio, there were very few in Lambertville, very few. I think Dr. Parmelee's were the first ones that had a radio, the first radios. And we got our many years ago. I can't remember, just this minute, and I'll probably tomorrow I think about it, but I can't, this minute I can't think of it.